Hello, brothers and sisters. It's Jonathan Ritter. Hope you guys are having a good Monday. Mine's over with. Pulled my 8 hours at my job, and thank God I got through Monday. Monday's probably not one of my favorite days of the week, but it's still a day to glorify God. Tonight's devotional came across this devotional. I'd like to share it with you guys. It's called Hope from God's Word. Man, Hope from God's Word. I just love that title. And our key biblical passage here is in Isaiah 40, verse 8. So if you have your Bibles, just flip right over there to Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8. It goes like this: "The grass wither, the flower fade, but the word of our God shall stand forever." You know, a missionary in China who was imprisoned by Japanese during the World War II. Managed to take a forbidding gospel of John with her into prison. She carefully hid it, and each night when she went to bed, she would pull the covers over her head and memorize one verse. She did this until the day she was free. When the prisoners were released, most of them shuffled out, but the missionary was chipper. And someone said she must have been brainwashed. A Life magazine reporter who had interviewed her said, "She's been brainwashed for sure. God washed her brain." I urge you not only to read God's Word, but to memorize it. You may find it hard at first, but as you repeat a verse or a group of verses over and over to yourself, you will find they begin to take root in your soul. The psalmist declared, and you can find this in Psalms 119, 11. Let me flip to it. "Thy word have I hid in my heart, and that I might not sin against thee." That's beautiful, right? Then when adversaries or troubles arise, those verses will come back and give you hope. It is God's word stored up in your heart and mind for the future. And the little segue here is hope for today, that or hope for tonight, because this is the night devotional. Is God's word is alive, it's active, it's powerful sword in times of battle. Spend time daily reading the Bible, meditating on, memorizing scriptures. It's through these times of training that we implant God's word in our hearts. When the enemy strikes, it is too late to learn how to wedge the sword. Love you guys. This is hopefully this night devotional gives you a little strength if you're struggling out there. I love to memorize scripture and try to do it daily. I wish I could memorize the whole Bible scripture by scripture. But I'm not really that smart, but you memorize these scriptures over and over, and you get a little bit of this, and you memorize a chapter, maybe, I don't know, wherever God's laid on your heart, but that to saturate yourself in the gospel, to memorize scriptures, it does amazing things for your walk with God. I know, because it does for mine, and it will for yours, if you take the time to do that. Love you guys. Hope you guys are having a good Monday night, and, one day down, four more to go for us, 8 to 5ers, I guess. Love you guys. Y'all have any questions, just hit me up on my website or Facebook. Bye.